Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the club.
How is it that after all these years, I can go down? I will not put it in my mouth for fear of joking.
You are?
I just have always preferred the whites.
Okay. What's your point?
I wish I could have more white thing. The color white to me just always works.
Goodness gracious!
Wow.
See you later!
What, what?
All right, welcome back to our show. It's me. I'm here for you. Old racist Jason over there.
Ah, and I do prefer the whites.
Well,
that's been said on the program.
Thanksgiving is next week.
It's canceled. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I guess if you're not doing anything for Thanksgiving, like my wife and I literally, I mean, it's just her and I, and we're doing literally nothing.
No.
So does that mean that it's not Thanksgiving for us? And it's only Thanksgiving for people who are celebrating Thanksgiving?
Well,
or,
I mean, it's Thanksgiving for everyone. You're okay.
The calendar's not changing.
Yeah, so it's Thanksgiving. So yeah. It's not canceled.
Well, there's three NFL games on.
Mike is of the Hebrew variety. Me, and so on Christmas, it's still Christmas. It's just that Mike chooses to have a Hanukkah bush.
Well, I choose to do Jewish Christmas. I eat Chinese food and go see a movie, which, yeah, again, will probably not happen this year. But
it doesn't.
But it's still Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Okay, so Thanksgiving is not canceled.
Are you doing nothing special? Like, you're not going to have, like, stuffing or mashed potatoes or something?
Oh, I don't know. She might.
Well, I mean, then you're still going to do some sort of Thanksgiving.
Rob is in no way.
I'll tell you what special
I'm
doing.
You said literally nothing. I mean, I thought you were just going to sit there in your empty room and stare at the wall.
Well, Mike, we do have TVs. I'll watch football.
That's good. That's a Thanksgiving tradition.
That's what I normally do. I'm actually going to golf, I think, on Thanksgiving.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Why
not?
Are golf courses open on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Boy, how crappy is it to make you work on Thanksgiving?
I know, right?
I didn't know that was a thing. I assumed everything was closed on Thanksgiving except for, like, grocery stores.
You can golf. There's not that many people out there for obvious reasons. But I've had, in the Northwest, you know where I'm from, you can't golf at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's a little...
But in the Northwest,
a little snowy.
I've golfed on Thanksgiving a few times. Had some good weather a couple times.
Never thought about that.
And you're not doing anything, so it's like, yeah, let's go play nine or something.
Yeah, get out in the morning or whatever. We're just doing something with my family, not the, like, my kids and the lady friend, but, like, no other.
Who's cooking?
Not me. They've got a whole thing happening there. I said I was in charge of the ham. We've decided to do ham, not turkey.
Good.
And
that's better than turkey.
It is way better than turkey. Turkey is not very good.
And so I was in
overrated.
Charge.
Overrated. I'm so with. This is one of Mike's best takes.
The
and it's a
turkey.
Courageous take because a lot of people do not agree with this, but I am 100% with him that turkey is not that good and it's way overrated.
See, I am a turkey guy, but I want nothing to do with any sort of meal prep.
You're also a turkey.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so I said, do you
gobble,
guys?
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
And then they said, well, what if we just did a ham? I said, I'll be in charge of the ham, which means I went out and bought a ham. I will put it in the
so much better.
Put it in the oven and heat it up, and then I'm done.
So much better.
And by the way, before people come in and say, "Well, you've never had good turkey before," because I know that's coming. Yes, I have. Well, my uncle makes a fantastic turkey, and the dark meat is very juicy. It's not overly dry. I just find it to be a boring meat.
I agree.
It's a boring bird.
It's not that good.
There are so many better options.
I'm sure you're a white meat guy, right?
No, I like the dark.
Mm. I think you're lying now.
Yeah, no. I can't clip that drop because it goes against everything you've ever said.
I like the dark.
This is the one time that I don't prefer the white. I prefer the dark. Who wants white meat when you're gonna have dark?
I like white.
Do you really?
Yeah. I don't like, I mean, they're both fine, but I, you know, I like more white than dark.
The dark is moist.
It's moist and juicy.
Yeah, yeah.
That it is.
Give me the dark meat.
Okay, so if you're itching to break out the Christmas lights before you have carved that Thanksgiving turkey.
Yeah.
Psychologists say you should do that.
Really?
Yes. Because it will make you happier.
Lights make you happier, huh?
Yeah.
Someone did suggest that I yesterday, right? We had the day off. We didn't do anything. Someone did suggest, hey, why don't you take your day off and put up the Christmas lights? Of which I laughed and said, no, I'm not doing that. That's a weekend sort of thing.
I never understood the taking your day off to do chores.
Yeah,
unless you absolutely have to, like, enjoy a day off and do nothing.
Yeah, that's right out. I'm not doing that. Go right to hell. But eventually I will have to put up the Christmas lights. I'm just a December 1st guy. I feel like it.
Thank you for respecting Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I feel like Thanksgiving needs to run its course, and then December 1st you go out and you can buy the tree. And plus, wouldn't it be weird like to put up the lights but I don't have the tree?
Well, I was watching well, no, this is just Christmas decorations. I know it said lights, but this is like getting the Christmas stuff out is therapeutic.
Yeah.
I was watching Tim Legler up there.
What if Christmas is canceled as well, though?
But it's not. You just said that. It's no matter what, it's just going to be different.
Sure.
Legler was on there on ESPN, you know, on the TV.
Yes.
The television. And his wife clearly is all about Christmas because he's remotely, obviously he's in his house. And she had the whole thing decked out in Christmas stuff already.
Yeah.
And I thought that was so odd. Like, I'm with you. I'm more of a one at a time here. But science, you can't argue with science, or maybe you can. A lot of people like to. But in this instance, it is a neurological shift in your brain that produces happiness. It's basically a dopamine spike.
Well, I mean, Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year, right?
Yes.
They say
anything.
There's mistletoeing and hoes and jingles and all kinds of those things.
Hoes.
Yes, everywhere you look, there's hoes. It's hoes.
You whore.
You know, the family that hoes together stays together.
Yes. They say that Christmas decorations especially trigger dopamine because of the bright lights and colors.
Makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Color therapy, which is thought to increase energy levels and boost happiness. You know that feeling you get like when you're in college or something and you would put Christmas lights inside your house or apartment?
My kids still do that. They've got the Christmas lights up year-round.
There was always a feeling about, you know, like you turn those on, turn everything else off. It felt great.
Well, it's the same thing, right? Like lighting candles. Get
boost
everything
your
dark,
happiness.
But you get
That's
a little
right.
mood lighting or whatever.
That's right.
Okay. Well, maybe this weekend I'll put up. Are we getting decent weather this weekend?
There's also the nostalgia factor. Decent weather? Yeah.
Well, you kind of convinced me. Maybe I should get up the Christmas lights.
Well, it doesn't
matter
when you do it, but when you do it,
yeah,
it will make you happier.
But why do I hate putting up the Christmas? I like when they're up. I just hate putting them
up. Well, because they're a pain in the ass.
Exactly.
This is why I don't do them.
Yeah.
Saturday, you're fine. Sunday looks like it's worse than tomorrow.
Damn it.
Tomorrow's your day.
Now I'm going to get pressed into putting them up. Someone's probably listening to this right now. I'm waiting for the text. Hey, you're putting up Christmas lights. Damn it.
But anyway, Christmas is great. We all love Christmas.
So let's be happy.
So if you get out the Christmas stuff, you can be happier.
But I'll tell you instantly. What, the quarantine's supposed to end like the 14th, 16th, something like that, right? When it runs out.
I think longer for us here in Multnomah County.
Well, that'll be 4 weeks, right?
Yeah. Oh, will it?
Yeah, that's the 4 week mark.
4 weeks is like somewhere in the middle of December. Boy, you don't think
they're going to extend that thing?
You want to spread some holiday cheer. Wait till the 16th rolls around and they tell us another couple weeks. It's.
Yeah.
Ain't going to be good. I'm not holding my breath to think that this is only going to be 4 weeks.
All right. Well, we've got Sukanic controversy again.
I know.
Again.
And I saw.
All you do.
Well, what? I have nothing to do with this. This is not me in any shape or form.
Well, all your family does.
This is my brother. And I think the Honorable I. Everett Ropp is going to have to preside over this one. And.
Let's talk about it.
I've got a way around the. the COVID restrictions if you want. I don't know if you saw this, but there is a there's a place in Poland that is pulling an end round on the old shutdowns.
No, can't wait to hear it.
Yeah. And we've been, I'm thinking about doing this.
Okay. Those items are coming up next on The Club. This is The Fan. All right, well, we've got a fight brewing at the John Skanik household, and I'm here for it.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited about it. I would just like to go on record saying that I'm 100% siding with Heather, and I don't even know the whole story. I'm just assuming that Heather's right and John's a big fat jerk.
I would agree.
It involves
Do we even need to hear it?
Well, it involves a garage door. Apparently, a garage door was broken, and someone had to stay up and monitor the garage overnight, and guess who it was?
John?
No.
The kid?
Think again.
The dog?
No.
Raccoons?
Now, that would be great. Someone stayed up and monitored the garage. Someone went to bed, and she's not happy about it.
So Heather did that on her own? Or
yes, John thought it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And he said, just come to bed. And Heather was like, no.
No, I'm going to do this.
I'm going to do this.
Hmm.
And then she was upset that John wasn't willing to either do it himself or do it with her. John went upstairs to go to bed, slept soundly, while Heather stayed up all night and worked in the garage.
Really?
Yes. At least that is the initial. Now, remember, this is a preliminary hearing. I'm hearing this all secondhand information. That seems to me that, and then today the garage door guy showed up, fixed the garage door, and so everything's fine. But last night, Heather stayed up all night working because the garage couldn't be left open.
Interesting. Well,
and John was like, no, I'm going to bed.
I tend to agree with John that that's pretty ridiculous to stay up all night. However, if my wife felt that that was what we needed to do,
yes.
I'm not going to bed.
You wouldn't leave your wife to fend for herself, because what if something did, God forbid, happen in the garage and you're upstairs sleeping?
Here's the thing. If somebody wants to take your stuff, what's Heather going to do?
I think it's the idea that, you know, just a presence being there will deter people, as opposed to, hey, it's 3 a.m. I'm driving by, this dude's garage is wide open.
Yeah.
Let's go take whatever. And you can get into the house that way.
I guess. I think what I would do is, like, pretend that I'm awake.
Yeah.
Like, just leave a bunch of lights on and stuff inside the house. You know, so then
play some music or something down there. So someone, like put a dumbbell out. It's like, oh, this person's working out at 4 in the morning.
Right. Or just put, like, talking people on.
Oh, there you go.
And they'll be like, oh, there's somebody in there.
Maybe put a tarp up or something in front.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I'm not staying up all night.
So Heather stayed up all night working. I guess she had some work to do, so she stayed up all night working. And now that's caused some sort of kerfuffle. And I'm not sure where the kerfuffle is coming from, if she's upset at John or John's upset that she is staying up all night.
I feel like he's in the right on. I mean, look, there's no right or wrong. He has a different sensibility than her on what to do that evening.
Yeah.
Chances are nobody's going to come by and steal your stuff.
No, but I think your point is, what sort of protector and man are you allowing your wife to monitor the garage?
That's the other part. The other part of it, I actually think he's right about, and she should, I mean, come on, Heather, go to bed, for God's sake.
Because I've left the garage door open accidentally.
Yeah, it happened. And look, you could very easily get cleaned out. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm not sitting down there, and I don't think you need to worry about sitting down there all night, because what are you going to do anyway? Much like any call the cop. I would do things to make it look like somebody was in there and still get some shut eye, right? That's not the issue. The issue is when your wife
commits to something.
Yeah,
like that.
you can't just leave her high and dry.
No.
That is, you just can't do that.
You can't go upstairs and be like, honey, I'm gonna get some nice shut eye here. Good luck down in the garage.
Yeah, I mean, you just can't, you just gotta suck it up.
Yeah.
Because it's important to her.
Sure.
It's part of being married.
It's like going to a pumpkin patch, right? I mean, you're like, what? What are we doing? Fine. Look, if you want some tud, this is like what 25 years of marriage does, is John has the confidence in knowing that she's not going anywhere. John would, if they were dating or newlyweds, John is not going to bed. This is 25 years plus in the bank, and John's like, what are you going to do? Whatever, I'm going to bed.
We all have those. I would say that is true. I think what I would do is offer a split. Like, if you really want this to happen, I'll do it, but let's take shifts so at least you and I can get some sleep.
Well, isn't there a point in the evening where, like, 5:30, that it becomes morning and then you're safe?
Yeah.
No one's robbing a garage at 5:30. I figure after 5,
I don't know, man.
I kind of feel like you're in the clear.
Yeah, you would think, but maybe that leads to more possible theft because more people see that
more
it's
more people
open.
Are out. And they're like, hey,
and people are out. Hey,
it's been out all morning.
There's some golf clubs.
Stuff does get swiped, you know.
And stuff gets swiped. I've been reading. Okay, so we had we were talking to our new neighbors, and she is all over the what do you call it? The Nextdoor app.
Sure.
And she said, "Oh my God, you guys, you have to keep all your doors locked."
Oh boy.
Yeah,
yeah, we're in this.
And my wife and I were like, oh, okay. But anyway, she was like, there have been a lot of people just going right into people's homes in broad daylight and taking their stuff.
Yeah. Just opening your door, walking yes. in and being like, this yes. is my TV now.
There are reports of those that happening.
Yeah.
So you never know. It could happen at any hour of the day.
I will say one very key part of this.
But it's not something I fear much.
Court case has to be the busyness of your street slash the amount of travel that is on it, right?
Sure.
So I've been to John's house once. He doesn't live in a particularly busy, like, well-traveled area. No, now, there's a lot of homes around him, so if a neighbor wanted to steal something, sure.
Yeah, it is not a place where random people are going to be. Like, my house, you could just be driving around and drive by it. John's right. is a neighborhood you have to be looking for.
Yeah, it's not the easiest place to get to, so I think that is an important part of this argument.
So does that help or hurt
his case? I think it helps John's case because
it's hidden.
Because, yeah, who's going to be in that neighborhood other than neighbors at that point?
People looking to cause mischief.
Well, people do look. I mean, people.
Yeah, they'll.
If you. I think it would be an interesting experiment to. How many times a garage door is left open does it get. Does something happen?
Sure.
Because I do think people go around just like they look for unlocked cars.
They look for it.
They look for this. Yeah. And, you know, the chances of them seeing your house when you the night you do it, not good. But
hey, my garage door is shut, but my retaining wall was out. And look what happened there. I had a retaining wall stolen not once, but twice. That happens.
Yeah. So, I don't know. This one goes. It's just this fear thing that's like, it's just probably not. It's going to be fine.
Someone's saying Heather staying up all night is only going to turn that robbery into a kidnapping.
That's right.
Do you think deep down that Heather wanted something bad to happen just so she could throw it in John's
yes.
face?
Guaranteed.
100%.
This is women. Yes.
I'm not saying Heather wanted
She wanted a car to slowly drive up, look at the open garage door, see her standing there watching, and quickly speed off.
She wanted nothing more than to have to wake him up in a panic.
Yes.
That would make her so happy. Two cars stolen at the apartments I manage in the last 2 months, says one texter, both at 5:30 a.m.
Interesting.
Maybe they were leaving it. Were they warming up the car, perhaps?
It's possible. I just kind of thought that, well, it's still really dark at 5:30. I just kind of thought there's a point where, like, nighttime becomes you're running into, like, morning jogger types.
And I don't know if that necessarily matters. I've been not noticing, but I've been hearing, because I live in a fairly large apartment complex, there's been a lot of car break-ins on the other side of the complex. So I'm assuming theft is high right now because everyone's out of a job.
Yeah.
That, and they think that the coppers aren't around.
There's probably an element
Crime
of that.
Crime Stoppers ain't going to do S.
You know who is doing it? Heather. Heather's on patrol.
Damn right.
John, on the other hand, sleeping. They do have a shotgun. I got it for him for... I got that for like...
She's down there with... I can see her like setting up a lawn chair with a shotgun.
I want to say it was like 10 years ago, I got John a shotgun for his birthday or Christmas. And I will say it was not that long ago, someone took them out and taught them both how to shoot. So Heather is... I need to find out if Heather was down there in the garage packing heat. She had the zombie apocalypse shotgun.
By the way, might I offer up another angle to this, which we haven't spoken of yet?
Yeah.
You're down there protect. What are you protecting? Okay, everything that's in your garage, well, at least in my garage, if that thing blew up tomorrow, I'd rather have the money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, there's like, the door into the house.
The door into the house.
Yes, that's true. But I think that it's way, way more unlikely somebody's going to come by and come into your house.
They're just stealing
what they're
going to
do is they're going to take the easy grab, whatever it is that's in the garage. Now, that could be something very, you know, like valuable. But generally, you're out there with a shotgun protecting your old home goods that you don't want to throw away.
Mine, the only thing would be like, I've got tools, but my bike. I'd be bummed if my bike.
And they would go straight for the bike.
And they would, because it's a nice bike.
They grab the bike.
That would be what would be taken. Now,
that'd probably be the only thing taken, to be honest with you. You grab the bike and ride it
and
off.
And hop on it.
Yeah, and you just cruise out of there. I mean, the rest of it is just, you know, like I said, tools.
Maybe you grab a ladder.
Yeah, some ladder.
A ladder.
And then drop it on the side of the road for Rob to pick up later.
A lot of that's in the sheds. I did. This is, and I don't know who did it. You know, I've remodeled my home over the last 4 years. I did have two. Well, I had a shotgun and a rifle that someone took. But I had workers coming in and out of the garage the whole time. And someone, they were just in a case and they're gone. And I, you know, I'm sure they were leaving the job or whatever. And we're just like, well, all right. There's a case, and you know what that case is, and it had both in there, and I'm sure for someone that was the easiest thing in the world. Grab them off a top shelf, and I always thought, I'm like, ah, they're in the garage. I'm like, not worried about it. I never shoot them or anything. And, I didn't notice it until, like, months. It was, like, months later. I was, like, out in the garage, and I was like, wait, did I? And then you start in your head, you're like, did I put that somewhere? And you're like, no, they were just right up there. And so, yeah, I mean, that's someone, but that wasn't, like, a stranger. That was just someone that was... You know, probably doing some work at the house.
I'm trying to think, like, what would be, and you can text these in at 503-250-1080. What would, if your garage door were left open, based on what you have in your garage, what is the best thing or most expensive thing someone could get away with?
Are we going to exclude cars from this?
Take your car out. But I'm talking quick grab.
Yeah.
Like, for me, honestly, man, I'm thinking what all that crap. It's just crap. It's like maybe if you wanted to strap a mattress to the top of your car.
That's like, what, $50?
You could take that. It's a pretty nice mat. Well, I mean,
but it's a used mattress. Used mattresses don't go for much.
You could have an old pair of or an old set of golf lefty Nike golf clubs.
Well, that's true. I got my, you could take my golf clubs, but someone already,
nobody ever takes
someone
golf
stole clubs. My nice golf clubs out of the back of my truck. This is the backup set. The shotgun's like $300. The rifle was probably $7.
See, everyone's texting in golf clubs.
Yeah, golf clubs. Because my golf clubs are worth more than my the rifle was.
But I still don't think that these perps, they look at the golf clubs and like, ugh, another set. They throw them in a room with a bunch of other clubs and they'd never do anything. Lawnmower?
I like how you're putting yourself in the mind of a thief as if you know what they're doing.
Lawnmowers are...
Well, like they have a room full of stolen stuff they forget about?
It's all about value. The golf club thing, I just can't imagine a thief would care.
I'm trying to think. So, I mean, outside of my bike and clubs, I don't think anyone's stealing a bunch of tools. Mine would be golf clubs or the...
See, the tools would be smarter to steal. But yeah, the golf clubs are probably easier to steal, so they just take those. But it's a bike. Bike's a good one.
That is true. The texters are saying, couldn't you just like move your valuables into the house for that night? Like your bike, just roll it into the bottom level of your home?
Yeah, you could. But that's inconvenient.
Park your car in your living room? Well, suddenly silence. I guess we're done here.
Now I'm just trying to think if there's literally anything else in my garage, and I mean anything that
camping
has any
gear?
Value.
A lot of people texting in camping gear, and some of that stuff's expensive.
Yeah.
Some Mountain people have, like, their, like, canoes or various water float objects.
I think a lot of that stuff's kind of hard.
Hanging up on the top of the garage.
Have something that you can grab quickly. And
you're running down the street with a freaking canoe.
Oh.
I think you're...
Well, you're not running. You're canoeing down the street.
That's why, like, the bike or the clubs or even, like, in the case, the guns are so easy. It's just you grab it. It's light. It's easy. You throw it in the back of your truck or car, and you get the hell out
What's
of there.
What's a Paco pad? Who's that?
Don't know.
Somebody text in that. Paco pad?
Yeah, but the bikes, some of those bikes are, you can get, you know, couple grand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, there's a Harley. Yikes.
Ooh, yeah, it's...
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, cool things. Here's Mike. Okay, well, we've run out of time for anything cool, so nothing cool here.
We got to give John a chance to plead his case. Although someone is saying that another pro to the sex doll is you could have put the sex doll down in the garage, gone up to bed, and she could have been the deterrent. Although
they steal the sex doll.
If she's dressed, then you know. You know, maybe someone comes by and is spooked, but if it's just her in her sex doll outfit, she's probably getting stolen. And that may be the most expensive thing in your garage. Those sex dolls are like $2,000.
The Paco pad is a sleeping bag.
Oh, okay.
Sleeping pad type thing.
All right,
I guess they're really nice.
We're getting some people that are going surfboard. Some of the people have really nice tools. This guy says he got like 20,000 worth of tools.
That Paco pad's 215 geets.
Yikes. Fishing rods, fishing gear. Yeah, like some of those Gene Loomis rods, those are thousands of dollars.
There you go.
You know?
And people will grab those.
Yeah, easy to grab. That's the thing with tools, though. Some of that stuff...
It's hard.
It's hard, right?
And it's big.
And you can only grab... like
it's hard and it's big.
Yeah, people aren't loading up the truck. It's something you got to grab quickly and get the hell out of there.
We're talking about if you left your garage door open, what is the most expensive thing that someone could steal?
Because most of the stuff in the garage...
And for me, it's just golf clubs. Yeah. Like, it's a bunch of crap.
Yeah, it's like, hey, let it go.
It's kind of a nice, like... chest vanity type thing in there, but it's hard call
to,
three other guys to pick it up and walk it out of there.
Someone said they used to do it as a kid. They'd go by and steal stuff out of open garages, but they said it was usually just beer. They'd go into the garage fridge and look for beer.
The fridge.
Yeah,
that's a good idea, because then I mean how many people would miss beer out of their garage fridge?
You just assume that you drank it. So, I mean,
God, did I drink another case?
If you want some Rainier, you can come rummage through my garage. Other than that, you know.
All right. Well, we'll get John in here and see what he has to say for himself next on The Fan.
6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, we've been talking about you. Were your ears ringing?
Well, so I hear. Listen, I didn't know. I was coming on for my segment. I was going to tell you the story and get your opinion. I didn't know Heather double-crossed me, went behind my back, texted my brother, which is never good, and you guys have been talking about it for the whole segment. I didn't know that.
Yeah, we have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she ratted you out like an hour
ago. So this is your chance to fill in the blanks. Is there anything we're missing here?
Well, I wasn't listening. This is the first I'm learning of it. So, what did she tell you? I didn't do anything. What am I being accused of?
Sound awful defensive.
Yeah, this guy's like a guilty man here.
We've got.
What am I being accused of?
We've got her saying that the garage door was left open, and
we couldn't close it.
Yeah, and so the she said that she was going to be down there to guard it all night, and you said that's ridiculous and went to bed.
Yep. Yes, that is completely accurate. Okay. So our garage door broke. This is about 10 o'clock, and whatever happened to it, we were unable to shut it, so it was open. And so Heather was clearly worried about it. In fact, at one point, she's like, we need to hang a tarp. I'm like, a tarp? Like, what are... And then she's like, well, I'm just going to stay out here all night. And I'm like, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. And she's like, no, I can't sleep with this. And I'm like, it's our garage. First of all, there's nothing good in it.
There you go.
Second of all, we can lock the house. We have an alarm. I have a gun and a dog. And so I'm like, there's no reason for you to stay out here. And she decided that she was going to stay up all night to guard the house. And I said, that is ridiculous. I'm going to bed. And I did. And I slept like a baby.
Yeah, see, I agree with everything that you said. I don't agree with everything that you did.
Yeah.
I believe that you are 100% correct in that that is ridiculous that she sat down there.
Thank you.
It really is. But
yes, it's completely ridiculous.
It is. But once she committed to that, you've got to be a part of that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yes. You screwed this up.
Listen.
This will come back to bite you.
Well, everything comes back to bite me. I'm married. That's what happens. So I told her, we were laying in bed, and I told her, I said, are you still, because she got mad at me. I was a jerk for not being supportive, and I was dismissing her concerns.
Yes, what I'm saying. This is correct.
I made fun of her for wanting to hang a tarp, and I said, listen, we will be fine. I go to bed at midnight. I get up at 5. It's a 5-hour window that somebody can break in and steal the Diet Pepsi I have in the fridge. So yeah. I said, go to bed. And she said, no. And I said, then you're on your own. Good
Whoa.
Night.
See, that's ballsy. But that's 25 years of marriage.
That's
right
a confident
there.
Man.
Yeah, that is a confident man. That's a cocky sniff.
It's a tired man. I was very tired, yeah. And it's cold in the garage.
Well,
so
I hope that comes back to bite you in the ass.
Oh, it has. Believe me, okay. I'm already in trouble. But let me just say, a great thank you to the fine folks at Larry Myers Garage Door.
Oh, God.
Everything.
Get out of here. He's in the wrong here. But he was right. Philosophically right. We are back Monday 3-7. Ducks Insider is next on the Fan. Good night.
Red chips of Spain. Red chips of Spain.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.